Is conditional use number 2138, Walker Construction Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a site contracting excavating services with storage, repair, and maintenance and light material and storage in general office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 13.76 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Robinsonville Road, approximately 670 feet south of Kendall Road. The 911 address is 33077 Walker Farm Road, Lewis. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 2, parcel 23.03, and it's a portion of that property. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, a site plan, an exhibit booklet, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and comments from Delta that did not require a TIS. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Davidson, very feverishly tapping on the keyboard there.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I am here tonight representing the application for Nathan and Melissa Walker, Walker Construction Incorporated. With me tonight are Mr. and Mrs. Walker, who are the owners, and also with me is Alan Decker. He's a professional engineer with Pannoni, who is the engineer of record on this project. I'm here tonight asking for a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to be located on approximately 13.76 acres of the 17.42 acre property. This, as the aerial shows here, the Walkers purchased this property back in 2015. They constructed their single-family home. They also erected a barn, and they have a pasture with horses and goats. This property in the past, just to back up for a minute, they've been in business for approximately about 15 years. This property in the past was part of a old borrow pit. It's like a non-conforming borrow pit. It was a dump site where they dumped construction debris, stumps, any type of tree clearing. I have in the exhibit booklet that I've submitted some aerial photos. I tried to date back as far as I possibly could. Some of them were pretty distorted, couldn't really tell what was in the area. We do go back to 1926 with the aerials. That does show that it was an open land all the way around, possibly farmed agriculture back then. And then sometime in the near future, it is starting to be used as a dump site. This property is located directly across the street from the remediation site you just heard previously on the first application. Although I don't believe the concerns that they shared with you all, the Walkers are facing here, but they have been cleaning up the site. They've been removing the debris as they have been discovering it, and filling in the old borrow pit area, removing all the construction debris, hauling it off site. They've been currently doing that, and they have been doing that since they purchased the property, and they are still currently doing that and working the property to be able to use this site. The site is surrounded, is probably in the back here, primarily it was wooded or has some open areas in the back. It is surrounded by some other wooded areas. There's some farm fields in the area. The site that they're talking about utilizing for their construction business, and again, they do excavating, site contracting. They do provide a service to the area. They approximately have 4 employees. And what they do is they do lot clearing for home sites. They dig basements, crawl spaces. They do minor site grading for subdivision lot owners, and they have also provide snow plowing services. And in the booklet in the last tab, there are some support letters that we've submitted, and one in particular is a thank you letter from one of the neighbors helping out plowing the snow during the time when snow plowing is needed. Their current office is located on Route 24, and what they would like to do, since they've cleaned up the site, they would like to relocate their office out to this area. They have built they construct an existing building
in the back back here that they were using as part of an indoor riding arena for the horses that they have on site. But they would like to turn that building into a their office and be able to repair their equipment when needed. And that is part of the conditions. We did submit some conditions for the property that they would all repairs and any maintenance to any of their equipment would be done inside. This property, again, is located on Robinson Road. Again, the Robinsonville Road is a direct route from Plantations Road down to Route 24. They're in the right area where subdivisions currently being done predominantly within this area. They have been providing that service to home builders and small developers and doing actually work inside of subdivisions themselves. The site is approximately the location of this of the area that they want to use is approximately 900 feet back from the road. And their driveway, their existing driveway, as you come into the site, will kind of curve around and come into the back. The site's not visible from the roadway, so they are in the back, and tucked in the back or within that existing open area that was part of the cleared area in the back here. Again, this is a 2017 aerial. This is part of when they were starting to clean up this site. I did provide an aerial that is back in 2012. This is prior to them purchasing it, and you can see all the debris that was stored back here. There were some areas that were used for borrow. Again, they've been digging that stuff out and replacing it with good clean fill and to be able to restore the site so that they could be able to use it.
Was this an actual borrow pit or was this just somebody's hole in the ground?
I think it was somebody's hole in the ground. I don't think it was anything, and again, a lot of just a dumping site.
Right. Okay.
Pretty much was what it was used for.
Right.
When did they buy it?
15.
In 2015, yes.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. This the property, just for the record, the environmental sensitive developing overlay zone is across the street. And per the ordinance, that does creep over about 600 feet onto the property when it's adjacent to the road. So 600 feet is approximately right there. So this portion of the property is in the environmentally sensitive developing overlay zone. The walkers have been trying to maintain the property and been cleaning it up. And again, in that section of the ground, that portion that's in the ESDDOZ is also in a level 3 area according to state strategies, policies, and spending. Currently, they have an on-site septic system for their house. There's no plan to hook this their office or building up. They will use a licensed porta potty service to provide that for their employees and to be able to utilize that in the back. They do have an on-site well at this time that services the house, and if they do, and they do have a well in the back there to be able to utilize the for cleaning and for the water needs. And DelDOT didn't require any traffic impact study. That letter is located in tab 2. And we did provide some conditions of approval. Again, there will be a non-lighted sign, 32 square feet. The hours of operation are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. The walkers do live on the property, so they will be able to maintain the property themselves. We did put in here that we do show on the site plan that through any storage of small materials that they bring from the site, such as stone, we do show some storage bins located on the site plan here, so that they will be able to store any type of
any small stone or fill material or anything else that they bring back or that they need to use on potential job sites, but they will be stored neatly in those trash bin or in those storage bin areas. And again, we've provided these conditions of approval. And then we feel like the proposed conditional use does meet the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district, servicing the area, servicing the needs of the local contracting industry, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, that's my presentation. I'm trying to keep it short and sweet. Answer any questions you might have.
Well, we'll find out if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hudson.
The picture that you had up there, how old was that of the site? Can you tell?
This one right here.
The most recent one. What's the most recent one you have?
I have 2017.
Okay, because I'm looking at the one on Google Earth, and it looks like to me you've done a ton of work.
Yes.
Since that picture right there.
That's the latest one I had in the book, 2000. Yes, and on Google Earth, it's a 2018. Yes, they have. They've really cleaned the site up.
That's obvious. Yeah. Yes. I really don't have any questions. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Hoy-Stevenson.
I'm just curious how many, what size trucks are you using and how many come in and out generally on a day?
Yes, I'm Nathan Walker, the owner. We use tri-axle dump trucks, two dump trucks. On a normal day, they would leave and come in. On a heavy day, you're probably maybe 10 times.
And you're currently running your business out of there, or you not yet? You're still on 24?
I'm still on 24.
Okay.
They are running in and out of the site because they are still cleaning the site up.
Yeah, we're cleaning the site, and there's still a lot of construction on our property. It's a lot of work, obviously, when you have a stump pit in your backyard.
Funny that, isn't it? Yes. Okay, yeah, that was
Just to build the riding arena for my wife, it took 450 loads of dirt.
Wow. You didn't get any from across the street, did you?
No. I'm glad I did not, no.
That was my next question.
I did not know about across the street. Was that contaminated?
Okay, yeah, that was all I was, that's all I was curious about. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins.
I think it's a very pristine looking place. You know, every time I get down that road, I look over and at your horse, you know, your horse barn and
you,
yeah, it looks really nice. You would never know you have an oasis potential for construction in the back. It doesn't get any better than that. and a big hedgerow around the whole thing, right? Now, in regard to part of the conditional use, are typically qualifications or clarifications or standards on how many vehicles and trucks and trailers. Are we going to have to put all that stuff on this one?
It's up to you, you know. It just depends sometimes on where they're located, you know, when we start doing that.
Yeah, because right now he's kind of first one in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would hate for us to say he, you know, can only have, like right now he says he's just has four employees and a couple of dump trucks, and if we rate it around that, and then he wants to have, you know, 10 years from now, he wants to have six dump trucks and 15 employees, then the neighbors could come back and say, you know, he's going to have to move somewhere else.
And oftentimes that's on a site where there's, you know, a bunch of circumstances that surround it that would, you know, sort of give rise to that. Here you may not want to, just because it is, like you said, it's, you know, there's not any houses that I don't think are right next to it. It's got vegetation around it.
It's large.
Yeah, you know, it's up to you. What you might want to do, you know, and this is kind of getting into whether you decide to approve it or not, but think about, you know, what the commission does do in the past is, you know, say, all right, well, you got to show on the site plan where those types of things at least are going to be parked, you know, so it, you have some control over not taking over the whole site, you know, that type of thing. It doesn't limit them so much, but it just kind of keeps it contained. I don't know if that's the right word.
If I may, I think I would be more interested in seeing the buffer maintained What goes on inside that donut doesn't bother me near as much as preserving the donut, making sure that it's shielded from everybody around you and so on. And to Mr. Hopkins' concern, the idea is we don't want to unduly restrict you from doing business and say, you know, only four trucks, and, you know, 2 years from now you need six or so on. We want you to be able to operate. So it's really going to be more about the boundaries of the operation than, I think, than trying to specifically limit you in that fashion.
Well, like Mr. Davidson said, what he has planned out, I'm great with that. There's plenty of room for me to expand what just is there.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into the buffer zone, because as I've learned recently, the property around me has just sold to Brighton Homes. It's going to be developed. It's probably going to become, of course, in front of you. And I want to keep my buffer zone.
Sure.
I don't want to see any other neighbors anyway.
One of the other things.
You just want to see your house, your horse barn, and all that nice equipment you have out back. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He has a new best friend.
Mr. Hopkins, just to point out, I'd like to point out one. If you look at the site plan, we do show the contours here, and you will notice that on the contours here, it does drop off. There's only an area like this that can really be used. He's still cleaning that portion of that area up, and so it does drop off from there significantly. So it would take some doing for him to. And again, he wants to stay private. He doesn't want anybody to really know he's back there. So.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
I think most of mine have been answered. It is a really attractive piece of property, the way that you have it set back, and from seeing the Google map, too.
Because
I've been by it several times. I think you have sheep out there with your dog that chases them or something.
Those of us.
But, yeah. But that...
You thought you were, hidden from everybody, but no, apparently.
Well, those of us with a construction background are jealous.
Absolutely.
It is well contained, so yeah, I don't have any other questions.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Whitehouse.
Anything?
Ms. Cornwell.
None, thank you.
Counselor.
Just want a clarification. Did you say you needed a sign or wanted a sign? I know you talked about a sign, but you don't. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's all. Thanks.
All right, sir. Thank you, gentlemen. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2138, Walker Construction Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2138? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
No, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next item of business is...